Hey, learning English. This is As It Is. I'm Ana Mateo in Washington. On today's program, we hear how the structured soccer culture in the U.S. may be different from soccer cultures around the world. But first, we hear about a recent college graduate who is truly a living example of the expression, "It's never too late to learn." Many schools across the United States hold graduation ceremonies this time of year. College and university graduations are especially happy celebrations. With degrees in hand, graduates start a new and important part of their lives. This is especially true for Jerry Reed. He graduated this year from the University of Virginia in Charlottesville with a bachelor's degree. Wearing a UVA t-shirt, backpack, and a boyish smile, he looks like most of the students on campus, except for his gray hair. You see, Jerry Reed is 70 years old. He says he did not want just a degree. He says he wanted to have the full college experience he did not have as a younger man. So Mr. Reed joined the WHO crew, a group that cheers loudly for the school at sports events.
Wahoo, wahoo.
He also joined a fraternity, a men's group on campus. He went to bars and sang drinking songs along with many other students. Mr. Reed is popular on campus. His age does not seem to make any difference at all. About a half century ago, in his 20s, Mr. Reed was not in school. Instead, he was racing cars and chasing girls. But he says his friend Bill invited him to UVA parties.
Bill Sturman just told me what a screw-up I was, that there was no way I'd ever make anything out of my life unless I came up here and went to school with him.
That was in 1963. Jerry Reed says it took him 48 years to take that advice. In 2011, he entered college. UVA professor Luke Wright says Mr. Reed influenced students. Professor Wright says he opened the minds of the young adults. The teacher says Mr. Reed showed them that life does not end at 40. Quite the opposite. The 70-year-old college graduate believes that getting older can be the beginning of a dream. He advises others that it is never too late to try to make the life you have always wanted.
Remember that path that you left waits for you. It's there, it's yours. All you got to do is get out of your own way and get back to it, and that's exactly what I did.
I'm Ana Mateo. You are listening to As It Is. We just heard a story about a man who reached his goal of going to college at the age of 70. Now we hear about a different kind of goal, soccer goals. We find out how soccer culture in the U.S. is different from soccer cultures around the world. Mario Ritter brings us that story.
For many around the world, playing soccer is as natural as breathing. The fact that the game is so pure is part of its beauty. All you need is a ball, and even that does not stop a child who wants to play. They will just make one. Soccer's free spirit is captured in a new children's book called Goal. The book's colorful photographs by Caio Villela show soccer at its simplest and most spontaneous, or unplanned. All the photographs share two things in common: a soccer ball and big smiles of children. Artur Atunis Coimbra, better known as Zico, is now a soccer coach. But in the late 1970s and early 80s, he was one of the world's top soccer players. In the introduction to Goal, Zico says the book reminds him of playing soccer as a child, and how the spontaneous games are where he really learned to play.
The spontaneous game means everything for a soccer player. That's where you polish your skills. You learn to find vacant spaces in the ground. You get to find your place in the game, and finally, you're taught how to score the most amazing goals. We played with rubber balls, plastic ones, with balls made of socks.
Zico says that he believes this is what true soccer is all about: pure, spontaneous play. Yet that is very different from mainstream soccer culture in the United States. Soccer, for most children in the U.S., is a planned activity for the whole family. U.S. kids usually join a soccer league organized by parents or a school. There are fees to pay and soccer uniforms to buy. They have planned practice times, and a parent, often a mother, takes kids to their practices and games. Even snacks and drinks are organized by a parent volunteer, sometimes called a soccer mom. Allison Merton is a soccer mom in Washington, D.C. She has been the manager of her 7-year-old daughter's soccer team for the past 3 years. She says it is a lot of work.
I've been the team manager for a couple of seasons, and I'm now going to hand that off to someone else because it's a lot of work to organize and get everybody to the games and the practices and coordinate everyone's schedules and make sure everybody knows when their snack day and drink day is, and organizing the end of the year party and the coach's gift and, you know, the detail. There's a lot of details and a lot of work that goes into just planning soccer for little kids.
All this planning and scheduling might be killing the free spirit of soccer, but Allison Merton says she feels structured play is normal in the U.S. today. It is unclear if too much organization hurts the true spirit of soccer in the U.S. That probably does not concern parents. What does concern parents is that their kids have the opportunity to play outdoors and to play on a team, and they will take these experiences any way they can get them. This story was written by Anna Mateo. I'm Mario Ritter.
Thanks, Mario. Our story on the 70-year-old graduate was written by Carolyn Prasuti. For more Learning English programs, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and iTunes. And join us again tomorrow for another As It Is.